Good morning, Senator Flippo. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Heather. Thank you for having me.
There was a press release sent out by the governor's office late yesterday afternoon stating that all damage assessment had been completed, and they listed out the counties of Benton, Boone, and Marion County receiving FEMA funding and assistance. Baxter County was left off that list, and it caused quite the stir.
It did, and understandably so. And obviously, I think that could have been handled a little bit better, but I do want to convey Governor Sanders is very aware of what happened in Baxter County and the devastation that occurred this past weekend. She had visited with Judge Stump in Marion County and Judge Liddy in Baxter County, both before 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. And so she and her administration have reached out to me as well. They have offered their full support. And so Baxter County is not off the list. As a matter of fact, Heather, and you know this, they're going to be meeting with FEMA later this morning, having a joint Zoom call with members of the governor's administration. And so Baxter County will be on this list.
There's a 9 a.m. meeting this morning with Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy, Baxter County Office of Emergency Management Director David Stoltz, Sheriff John Montgomery will be joined via Zoom by FEMA and the Arkansas Director of Emergency Management. Sure wish they could be here, Senator.
I don't like
the Zoom.
I understand, and that's perfectly understandable. But the most important thing here, Heather, is not just the optics, it's the back-end results. As we both know, along with citizens who have had property damage, look at North Arkansas Electrical Co-op. They're out millions of dollars. And so the need for federal assistance is going to be significant, and I can assure your listeners and those back in Baxter County that Governor Sanders and her administration are fully behind us and are going to do everything in their power to make sure that we get the resources we need to help rebuild.
Sammy's got an interview with North Arkansas Electric Cooperative CEO Mel Coleman coming up. We're looking at somewhere upwards of $4 million just for North Arkansas Electric.
Yeah, it's going to be significant. It's going to be significant. And a shout out to all those linemen from Energy, North Arkansas Electric, and from around the country that came to help out. Kudos to them. I mean, when you're going without power, a lot of things take a back seat.
Senator Flippo, for the residents of Baxter County that you serve as well, what do they need to know that once this FEMA assistance is granted, how can they benefit most from it?
So they need to contact the county judge and to see, keep records of receipts, any expenditures that you have, keep a receipt, keep invoices. Because right now you don't know what's going to be reimbursable or not, so keep everything, kind of like insurance.
What about those that lost power and lost all the food that was in their refrigerator or freezer?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer to that right now, Heather, as far as how that's going to be, if that's going to be reimbursable or not.
Okay. Well, more information will be coming.
And I do not want to pass along misinformation to anybody listening right now.
But rest assured, the governor's office is fully aware of Baxter County, and that meeting's happening this morning, and assistance is on the way.
Help is on the way. She is 100% aware, and we 100% have her full support.
Senator Scott Flippo, we appreciate your time this morning.